Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
Why are you laughing at me today?
I don't know.
Today does not seem like a Wednesday.
No.
Is it earlier or later in the week to you?
Later. It's always later.
It's always later.
An hour till Friday. In my mind.
That's disappointing then for you, Monday through Thursday.
Every day is a disappointment, but it's fine. I know I'm not the only one. There has to be people that are like, yep, me too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just my positive thinking of the weekend's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have a good weekend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hot.
Yep.
But that's all right.
Hello, summer.
I know. How many of you are experiencing this lovely weather in San Diego where you don't know how to dress, right? We're in June gloom. Had rain this morning. That was fun. I walked outside and I thought, well, it's raining. And then I put the sweatshirt on and then got hot and sweaty.
There's people in Texas telling you to F off right now.
Absolutely. Everywhere else. Yeah. And my poor friend who just had to hunker down in Montana because of the tornado storms and the softball size hail. And I'm over here like, I don't know what to wear today.
I don't want to hear it.
No, probably not.
No.
Maybe that's where my imposter syndrome starts kicking in.
What's imposter syndrome?
I know. And then you move it into spiritual imposter syndrome. So this is really like the latest and greatest. Everyone onto the imposter syndrome, train to, I guess, if you will. And what's interesting is it's been around a really long time, but through different groups that I follow and listen to, it all of a sudden is like the hot topic. And maybe it's because we've spent so much time inside and having to get to know our feels inside that all of a sudden this is coming out. I'm not quite sure. But what I noticed is that not a lot of people talk about the other side of it, the spiritual imposter syndrome, right? So this can happen on both ways. The regular imposter syndrome for me is more of the human level, and then we can take it into that spiritual part of it as well, right? So the first questions we got for you guys is, how many of you have doubted yourself, maybe your abilities and what you're doing with your career, or even if you, you know, are really good at art and you still doubt yourself on that? Diminish your accomplishments, right? So if somebody gives you an accolade, an award, you just kind of like, oh, no, that was me and my team, or that was my team, or you just take it and smile, and then you just put it in a drawer so you don't have to look at it because you felt you weren't deserving of that good in your life, right? I know a lot of us have that. Maybe not all the time, but from time to time, right? We're conditioned sometimes to have that feeling within. Did you know that it also carries into your spiritual side?
How so?
Well, let me tell you.
Great.
I like that. It's like we've been practicing trying to do the radio show together without the radio show. Sometimes the imposter syndrome can be held in your ancestral karma. Mind-blowing. I don't hear people talking about that when they're going through the imposter syndrome, where it came from. So with that being said, it can be held in our DNA, right? Which is a form of our past lives. If you are a firm believer in past lives, like we are, that can be held in our DNA. And we're going to get to that today, of how we can start clearing that energy out. First, let's identify the difference between imposter syndrome and the spiritual imposter syndrome, and then how we can trace it back through some of those lines. Now, while we're at it, I've got the Moonology deck, because tomorrow is our super full strawberry moon. And I thought, well, why not do some reading? So if you want a card, throw it up in the comments and let us know. We'll pull out a Moonology card for you. Got a couple other moon decks down there for Spirit Walker Nicole. And if you're looking for some direction and guidance, or if you're working on your manifestations right now with the full moon, or you want to release something with the full moon, whatever's calling to you, we can do that through the cards, right? So if you would please let them know, out of the article from Psychology Today, and actually it's the same thing if you look at it all over Google, right? Defined what imposter syndrome is.
A psychological term referring to a pattern of behavior where people doubt their accomplishments and have a persistent often internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud.
Yeah. Have you ever had that?
I mean, to a degree. And I think it also, it's not just, it kind of, for me, it's about how I'm feeling about myself, what I'm doing. And it's everything is just, it's that energy is always interconnected. So if I'm feeling bad about myself or just kind of in that depressive state, I think then this is sort of exacerbated a little bit. So it just like everything, it's all connected. And then it can all just, that's why it's so important to keep your vibes up and that energy as positive as you can. So these things don't sneak in.
And they sneak in. This term was actually originated in the late 1970s, right? So this, like I said, this has been around for a long time. But the idea of the imposter syndrome is becoming...
Didn't you originate in the 1970s?
Didn't you? Touche! Well, we were just talking about our age and how... You know what, folks? She forgot how old I was this week. That's fine. I'm glad she said I was 25 still, or there wouldn't be a Spirit Walker Nicole on the show with us today. Imposter syndrome is being discussed more and more in recent years, especially this past year when we have time to think about why are we feeling the way that we are and how can we move past that. Most articles that you will read on this talk about the self-help approach to battling the imposter syndrome, right? Believing in yourself, using your own strength to overcome it. I'm totally on board with all of that. There's about 1,000 different imposter syndrome tests you can take. I've taken a few just to kind of see, you know, where I line up with it. And there are quite a few things that do resonate with me on that part. We'll get to that later on. And I just can't wait to hear what she has to say about it. And then I'll do it back to her. All out of love and light, of course. But, you know, there are things like the perfectionist, the soloist, the experts that we will fall into these categories and take a lot on ourselves. And at the same time, not feel like we're worthy when we do accomplish something out of these areas. But then I want to think about the spiritual self, right? So what about spiritual imposter syndrome? How does it affect us? Does it tie into a past life? I can tell you with the amount of past life and Akashic reading record sessions I've been doing, yeah, it does. Ancestral karma, right? We're going to talk about that, what it is and how it affects us in this life and how we can clear that out to really make room for us to be able to be in a space of acceptance on the spiritual side of it. Now, thoughts are powerful, right? We talk about that all the time. Mm-hmm. Change your words, write down your mantras, write down your stuff on your mirror, like, you know, LaShawn, Luminous Mystic. And that really does help us. It helps propel us forward. But if we're going to go in and battle that spiritual imposter syndrome, it starts with battling the spirit mind, right? Mm-hmm. It's that inner mind chatter. It's that being torn between the human side and then the spiritual side of what we think we're supposed to be, who we think we're supposed to be. And if we go into the imposter syndrome part of it, it does also go back to parents, mm-hmm. how we were raised, right? Maybe teachers. It goes into relationships you've had, whether they're romantic relationships or just friendships. It can go into, you know,
siblings.
Siblings, absolutely being compared.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We wouldn't know anything about that now, would we? No. And so on and so forth. Even having good friends that would come over, right? And all of a sudden be like, okay, well, you know, why is Janie over here with the 4.0 and you're sitting over here with a 3.7? Like how, and so we get compared a lot in society. And then it moves forward. I mean, have you ever been compared at work to somebody else?
Oh, of course. You're always, you know, and then you compare yourself to your coworkers or your bosses. And sometimes you're like, how in the hell is this person in charge of me? How did this happen? What life choice did I make that made me a subordinate to so-and-so? But, you know, you're just not looking at the whole picture. You're allowing that negative sort of mindset into just, and I always try when I notice, I monitor those thoughts that I have. And when I hear myself say something like that, I'm like, okay, instead of, you know, bitching and moaning about it, how do you turn it around? What are you going to do about it? Like, obviously it's bothering you. And I mean, there's a lot of internal chatter, but if you monitor your thoughts and you really, instead of like being down on yourself for having that thought, think about how am I going to make this better?
Exactly. And that's, those thoughts are powerful, right? Because our thoughts become words that become actions. So I'm going to take number one, you're going to take number two, okay, on our list of things. Yep. Being shamed. All sorts of ways we're shamed into thinking we're not good enough. Now that is in the, you know, human aspect, but guess what? It's also a spiritual aspect of us. For some people that believe in their particular religion, right? We can be shamed into not following God's word or God's way, right? And that gets hammered into us at a very young age, that we're not following that, that it's not being seen in God's eyes as being a positive thing, or, you know, just you went to Catholic church for a long time with your grandmother.
Yeah. Like, organized religion really has its sort of, daunting rules, regulations, and thought processes. And if, you know, if you are at an extreme, or not even, it doesn't even have to be extreme, but if you are in that sort of culture and environment, and then you're brought up to be like, no, you don't, you're not, and I'm not, no one's saying you're better than anybody, but we want to be humble. We want to just keep your head down. Don't stand out. Do, you know, whatever work that you're doing. It's hard. It's really hard.
Absolutely. There it is, Jacob. Check one for absolutely.
One time.
But also feeling as though you're letting your own spirit team down. We get a lot of clients in who feel like they're not holding their end of the bargain when they came over into this life, and their spirit team, they feel like, is looking at them with disapproving looks and vibes and feelings. And that is the most, you know, outrageous thing. And we tell them that is the most outrageous thing I've heard today, because our spirit team is about supporting us and helping us, right? And allowing us to be in that space. So we're not letting our spirit team down. Once we start connecting and sending those thoughts out to them and allowing ourselves to be in that space, they're here to help us move forward. They're not looking down on us. Sometimes we feel like we're not spiritually accomplished either, you know, especially those of us that are on that spiritual path. We have this issue within ourselves of like, well, I'm just not spiritually accomplished enough, or oh no, you know, back in the day, you know, I did X, Y, and Z, which could have been stole a pack of gum when I was 7, told my mom to shut up when I was, you know, 15. That'd be rude. I wouldn't do that to my mom. And then, you know, at 18, you know, I forged a signature on a note to get out of PE before, you know, I graduated high school. Right? We might have that shame inside ourselves on that spiritual level that we're letting something bigger than us down, right? Whatever your belief system is. And so that is a way that we are spiritually disconnected.
Well, how many times do we hear from our mediumship students and stuff like, why me? Why am I able to talk to the dead people? Like, why? Like, I'm nobody. You hear that all the time. And then on the other side of that, yeah, I can talk to the dead people, but I'm not as good as fill in the blank celebrity medium. We get that all the time as well.
Yep. So we've got a lot more on this topic. It's the imposter syndrome, but we're taking it to the inspiritual. Why do I want to keep calling it? It's something new. I have just made up a whole new thing. The spiritual imposter syndrome, something that we're working through both on the spiritual self along with the human self, and really merging those together and realizing that a lot of this does come from ancestral karmic debt, if you will. It comes from past life energy we bring forth that we carry in our DNA, and how we can help start to remove and erase that in order to move forward. You guys, go to our website, shadesofspirit.com. You can book a reading with me. I am doing a $75 one-hour psychic medium reading. I also have an Akashic past life blueprint record reading that is just, it's a phenomenal reading to do with you guys. It helps give you some clarity of where you've been, where you're going, and where we're moving into the future with, all going through your Akashic records and tapping into some of your past lives. You can book both those along with Reiki sessions. Just check it out. Go to shadesofspirit.com, and we'll see you right after this break.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Can't get enough of I of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Welcome back.
God, where did you get that one?
Jacob, it's like porn.
No, it's not.
No, don't stop.
No, it's called lo-fi. Not everything lo-fi belongs in porn.
Whatever.
Not everything, but most. Oh
okay.
My gosh.
I feel attacked right now. I'm going to mute myself. Goodbye.
His feeling.
We didn't. Well, you know what? He won't come back and tell us when it's time for break, and then we're really going to blow it.
We'll be using that music for the rest of the day.
The rest of the day. Yeah. You guys, welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
We are talking about the imposter syndrome, but we're taking it to the spiritual level. Spiritual imposter syndrome is a thing, folks. And when I sat down with my team and I was working on this topic, because it's the latest and greatest, it's been around for a long time. Oh, I don't know, since the 1970s. That this has just been the hot topic for the past 6 months, probably more, but I really started seeing it kind of pop up over the past 6 months of everybody's now an expert on the imposter syndrome. I am not an expert. I am not a psychologist. I'm not, you know, a psychology major, though I find it fascinating, but I know that it resonates with me. But my job is to take it to the next level, is to look at it and ask my spirit team, the angels I work with, the ascended masters I work with, how does this affect us on a spiritual level? And that's what we're talking about today, is the merging of both the human level and the spiritual level, right? So with that being said, you were talking about, you know, when we're not standing in our power to do what we're called to do.
No, when we have our woo-woos, right? I'm talking to my woo-woos right now. And mm-hmm. The ones that are interested in learning about mediumship or are practicing mediums or have done it their entire life. We often compare ourselves to others in some way, shape, or form. And I don't know when it became of if you're not selling hundreds of tickets to an event or whatever, that you're less than. And it's about like, oh, I want to be a famous medium like so-and-so. I want to write all these books and I want to, you know, I want to have a show and I want to do this stuff, which is fine. But if you aren't doing those things, you're not less than anybody else. I mean, really, if you think about it, if you can even affect one person, if in that one reading, you give one person something that they didn't have when they first sat down or wherever the reading is, maybe it's at a drive-through. If you touch them in some way that affects them and maybe makes their life better, then you have absolutely done what you're supposed to do. We don't all have to be famous mediums. We don't all have to have our own reality shows. Sometimes the words and our actions and thoughts and the way that we give that message, spirit knows who needs the messages, and they know, spirit knows who can give those messages. And when you do that, like you open yourself up for that person's highest and best, and you check all that permission and all that, those boxes, and you can positively affect somebody, then you have absolutely done what you're supposed to do. And don't think of it just because it's one person. It's not amazing.
You guys, we're all here on a spiritual level. Now, whether you believe that you're that, you know, spiritual being having the human experience, or vice versa, the human person having that spiritual experience, it's a spiritual level that we're on. And a lot of us are here to do more and help more people and learn more lessons and spiritually evolve. And at the same time, remind yourselves that you're worthy of carrying people with you on that journey. And you share in that experience together. So even if you're sitting at home and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to go to that, you know, spiritualist church, a lot of these places are opening up. I don't know, will they accept me? Will they allow me to be there? Maybe you're holding on to things like in earlier with the shame part of it and that spiritual aspect of, you know, are my angels going to be okay with me going? Am I even worthy of showing up and being in that space of just being, you know, with other people? Yes, because we're on this journey together. Imposter syndrome is rooted in our identity, right? We compare ourselves to others. We seek significance in what we do. Instead of who we are left feeling inadequate and unfulfilled. So it's always trying to get one step ahead of the game. Now, if we've noticed that as the generations evolve, this becomes more cutthroat. This becomes more, you know, rooted into people's identity. And when they don't get to that, what do? They shut down, right? Mm-hmm. So we know someone that's kind of in that boat of being fearful of stepping out of that comfort zone and possibly falling flat on their face and instead staying within, but right?
When we talk to this person, it's like, that's what life is about. It's about, it doesn't have to be spiritual, but it can be. And it's just like, what are you doing? Why are you're scared of failing? And so you have an amazing gift, an amazing talent, and you don't want to share it with the world as we think that you're probably here to do, because you're scared of getting something wrong, or, oh my gosh, what if everything I say isn't perfect?
And that's where that perfectionist comes in, right? When we rest in the knowledge that we are divine beings learning through this human experience, nothing can change that. We start to feel better and more comfortable in our role and our life's purpose rather than the insecurity part of it. And so that part of it is the next spiritual evolution of this is the shame part of it and letting down, you know, your higher ups, as LaShawn calls them, or your angels and teams. Another part of this is the insecurity and the fact that we maybe don't feel like we're on that life's purpose yet. Or maybe we have to work the three jobs because we messed up here and there. And that's like our penance, if you will. But when we can feel secure and come from a place of purpose, now we can reconnect on that spiritual aspect of it. Fear of being successful. That's a tough one, you know, that because what happens is that we may not even try, and therefore we have all these missed opportunities. Also afraid of what other people think, right? Afraid of the unknown. Hallelujah. That's like it has been this year, where it's been a lot of fear of the unknown, right? And that's brought the spiritual universal consciousness down to a very low level. And we're starting to come up out of that, right? That's another spiritual aspect of it. Afraid of being judged in the afterlife.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big one. A lot of people, they're, you know, and for various reasons, but sometimes in some religions, they have been told that like practicing mediumship is against the rules, against the laws of whatever organized religion it is. And so they're worried that if they, you know, do that, and then when judgment day is what they call them, that they're going to be, you know, judged harshly for that. And that's a hard one to try to get people past.
It is. It just takes time. But that is that spiritual imposter syndrome kicking in on that part.
Yeah.
Because it's the fear part of it, right? It's also the fear of letting, again, like I said, your spirit team down, right? Because they're here for you. They're here in that love and light space. We'll hit the why not you stage. You don't think you deserve the good. You allow guilt to overtake because others around you haven't achieved their goals.
That's just flat out mindset and mm-hmm. self-sabotage.
It's the thoughts. Yes. It's your thoughts that's causing that to happen. Then we fall into that guilt part of it, right? Then we feel like, you know, spiritually we haven't connected enough to allow ourselves to let the ego go. That's an ego part for us, is to, you know, well, they haven't had their shot yet, and I've been pretty lucky so far, so I'm going to hold off, and I'm going to wait till they get there. But you're not on the same journey, right? You're not on that same spiritual journey and evolution. The human lessons we're learning is what we decided on in spirit to learn in this life. So therefore, it comes full circle, right?
And whenever I have somebody that it's like, well, I just don't understand why me? Why has spirit chosen me? My answer is and will always be, why not you? And until you understand that there's no magical formula, you don't need to be born into a special family. You don't need to go to, you know, a mediumship school in England to do this work, to make that positive impact, to say those words that might change somebody's life. Until you understand that, why not me is of course it's you. Of course it is. Because you have gifts and talents and you have a specific reason and you can reach out to somebody that maybe other people would never connect with. So that's why. I feel like I'm yelling.
You are yelling.
But it's true.
And I mean, healers.
Yes.
Being worthy of being healers. I've got some healers watching today. Like, how many of you have stepped back and thought, why? Why me? Why was I chosen? Why am I supposed to be doing this work? Instead of us just taking it in and being grateful for that. Because we were conditioned in the human form with the imposter syndrome kicking in for one aspect of our life that's now made us second guess that part, right?
And I'm just like, for me, it's like, you know what? How much time are you going to waste wondering why me? Like, get that crap out of the way and go to work. Like, you have these talents. We have check that box is checked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're learning how to use them. Check. Now go do some good. Stop sitting in your room and like, you know, why it's me? Why am I special? Just dude, you are, own it and go. That so much time I feel like is wasted with people that they just want to like ponder why they have these amazing gifts. Awesome. Like, if you want to do that, cool. But I'm interested in the people who are like, want to go out and actually make those changes, bring that light and heal and help heal, make people feel better.
And that's also your accountant, your doctor, you know, the school lunch lady. These people make differences every day. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't have to be that you're on the spiritual ride and that you're, you know, you're looking at mediumship classes and healing and all that stuff. It's the fact that you can touch a life. You can make someone smile. That's an energetic thing that we have to work towards as a society again, to bring back, to hear the laughter of those kids as they come through your lunch line and re-engaging in them and offering a part of you, which is the compassion and that love for those kids. It's that accountant who's helping that first family get that loan and be able to save that money to buy that house and share in that experience. Yes, they're human-based experiences, but it makes us also feel good on a spiritual level. And it knows that we can align.
Inspire people.
Exactly.
You can inspire people with the words you use, the things you do, the actions you take, the differences that you make inspires others because they look and say, you know, if Jamie can do that, I can do that. Maybe not as well, but that a step in the right direction. And then who knows what they can do once they start believing in themselves and not getting mired down in the imposter syndrome.
So you guys, July 15th, we have the Shades of Spirit dining experience with Chef G. That is out in Wildomar. I only have 3 tickets left. That is at 5:30 p.m. That's only a couple weeks. So if you want to get those, jump on Facebook, Shades of Spirit LLC, to order those tickets now. And we'll see you after this break.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
This is piano music. Welcome back, you guys. The 1972 piano music version. This is Shades of Spirits. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I almost kind of want a Manhattan with my 92-year-old neighbor who only drinks those on weekends while I'm listening to that in some sort of piano bar. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yep.
I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Yes, you are.
So classy this time.
I'm trying. Who are you?
Spirit Walker Nicole.
Yell a lot.
Hey, man. People need to know.
They need to know. People need to know that spiritual imposter syndrome is real, just as imposter syndrome, right? And it's us acknowledging, it's us facing it on the spiritual side of it, and us understanding that some of this does go back through ancestral karmic. It could be familial. It could be just what we were going through. It's through our past lives. Our DNA carries, if you choose to believe that statement, Google it. It's everywhere. Our DNA carries all of our past lives and our energy. And so does our etheric body, right? And our higher self is where we connect. It's where I connect to go back into my past lives and look at this information. So why would it not make sense that the imposter syndrome could be alleviated on some levels in the spiritual side of it when we actually go back and take care of that tie, right? Mm-hmm. And our deepest selves, we know we're more than our successes or our failures. But the human side takes over, the ego side takes over, and then all of a sudden it snowballs for us. And yet, because we live in a society that supports and encourages competition, striving, and power through wealth, the imposter syndrome can easily take root, which is true. The human side, the ego part of it, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with competition. There's nothing wrong with striving for and wanting that abundance and that wealth and prosperity and the perfect family and the house and the Rolls Royce in the front driveway, though I don't know who drives a Rolls Royce anymore, but that was the first car that popped in my head. Right? That's okay. But sometimes we get there either at the detriment to our own health, to our own spiritual connection, or we don't get there because we've self-sabotaged ourselves with the things that we're going to talk about coming up here. Also, you know, when we have those inner figures, those archetypes, the ones that come to us in dreams and images, the ones that help balance us out, that's where we can start connecting and start bringing it all together. We're not at the mercy of what other people have said to us, have done to us, that have caused us to move into this space. Now, generally speaking, when we come into this earth body, right, it's a clean slate. But we're carrying all that ancestral karmic energy, our past lives, with us. And we're here to learn lessons with certain people. And then it starts to fuel the human, you know, the human side of us, of that self-doubt. Self-sabotage through negative judgment is a big thing. And for me, it's self-doubt is one of those imposter syndrome categories. But for me, it boils down to self-worth more than self-doubt. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't find myself worthy of something, then that puts me automatically in that doubt category. And so I'm just not even going to bother to try, right? This is one that I think a lot of us are, is the perfectionist. So if we're looking at it from the human standpoint, and we're going to equal it out with the spiritual standpoint as well, how many of you have been accused of being a perfectionist, a micromanager?
Micromanagers are made sometimes, though. I mean, like, a lot of people say they're born, but sometimes they're made. I'm just saying. Not on the spiritual. But
no, but that's, we're doing both sides of it. Yeah. Do you have difficulty delegating? This is where I want you guys to start the conversation. We've got you guys back now that you realize that we're live. Ah, surprise. Who has trouble delegating? Who's ever been accused of being a micromanager, right? Even when you're able to do so, do you feel frustrated and disappointed in the results of what you just did? Like, how many of you have done something and look at it and think, man, I really could have done that better, right? That perfectionist comes in. When you miss that insanely high mark that we make for ourselves on something that we do, do we accuse ourselves of not making the cut, right? Or do you just kind of wallow in it for days? Like, I would never do that. Ever. Do you feel like your work must be 100% perfect 100% of the time? So yes, I fall into this. But you know what happens is that the perfectionist in me leads me to be the procrastinator. My dog cannot handle that. He's trying to tell me to calm down and just be in my space. But that's, you know, when I move into that procrastinator, then all of a sudden I start leaving behind all of my sense of self and self-worth. I don't want to do things. I'm not connecting spiritually because I feel like, well, if I can't do the human stuff right day to day, then how on earth am I going to be able to do that spiritual stuff day to day, you know, any better? So I just let all of it go.
Yeah. That's a hard when you're that far gone that just, okay, well, this isn't working and this just whatever, and just throw the papers in the air and just go sit down. I don't know.
That is. Yeah. Yeah. And then, but more than likely our perfectionistic tendencies aren't allowing us to then move into the spiritual side of it because we're so frustrated and so upset and so hard on ourselves. Right. So that is part of the imposter syndrome on both spiritual level and on the human level, right? Is that we have to be more gentle with ourselves, and that's where self-compassion comes in. And using that outwardly and inwardly and listening to our spirit team, who has more compassion for us than anybody out there, because they know that we're working through it. But when we disconnect, we can't hear them. And so now we're just in this full circle.
Which is interesting though, because you said when we disconnect, mm-hmm. That came up this week of somebody said that they felt like, you know, their team was probably mad at them for something. And they've been disconnected from their team, and, you know, we worked through that. But it's, if we do disconnect, it's not like they go anywhere. They're here. They're waiting for us for that reconnection. It's that reconnection is not hard. It's but a thought, meditation, however you do that away. They're always going to be there. They don't punish us. They don't get mad at us. It's always like they're on our side, our name on the back of their jerseys, like kind of pushing us, trying to get this train back on the track. And once you realize that, of the amazing resource that you have with your angels and with your spirit guides, and that there's not any judgment over there, it's always for your highest and best. It should be hopefully a comfort and something you go, okay, I really could have done better, but you know, I learned from it. And then, but they don't disconnect from us. We may disconnect from them, but it's easy to reconnect.
I love where we just got to sit back and go, okay, I learned from it. It was a lesson today in a reading. Was you're learning from all these lessons to get to where you are supposed to be on your path, right? Where you wanted to be on your path. But when you connect with your team, they're going to help you put yourself back on track. Now, I know this doesn't apply to you at all. The super person.
What's that?
Yeah, the super person. Do you stay late at the office than the rest of your team, even past the point when you've completed your daily necessary work, right? So I'm not going to lie. During the day job, I would spend an extra 2 hours there, even after I finished the stuff that I had to do, because I was going to be this super employee, right? Mm-hmm. Should have made myself a flipping cape. Do you get stressed when you're not working and find downtime completely wasteful? So I have a really hard time with downtime. I don't know if anybody knows that. Yeah. Sit and watch a movie, but I have 100 other things that I should be doing. I am the super person. Where's my cape, right? Have you left your hobbies and passions fall by the wayside, sacrificed to work? Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes I forgot what it is that I really like to do. Oops. That loses a sense of self, right? That lost in translation for me, that sense of connection to my spirit team and to me as the human. So I really just kind of blew that one out of the water when I first started creating this business, was that I was so overwhelmed and overrun with the day job and creating this business that there were things, oh, I don't know, like I have 3 kids still. And back then that was 5-6 years ago that, you know, so now I'm pushing myself even further to make it up to them. And I the super person left the most important person out of that equation. That was me. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really connecting with my team. I was just hurry up. Let's get to the next thing. Right. Do you feel like you haven't truly earned your title? So how many of you have some titles at work where you're like, no, I don't really think I earned that. I think wasn't given Dee on a silver platter, guys. Yes, you earned it, but we're very modest on that part of it. Right. And do you feel pressed to work harder than those around you to prove your work? At one point in time, I'm sure we've all had that happen with work, right? To just prove that I know what I'm doing. I'll stay a little bit longer. I'll prove to you I know what I'm doing. Well, that's kind of tricky. It's all about the barking dog today. I apologize. Because of his eye, you guys, we have to keep him with us. So if you're listening to the podcast and wonder why the hell is this dog in for the past 3 weeks, it's because his eye is actually healing, which is very exciting, but he can't be anywhere where I can't see him. So this has been a real fun treat. So we're going to get to the expert syndrome when we come back from break, and we're going to pull a card for everybody, a universal card for the pink strawberry super full moon that's happening tomorrow. You guys tune in tomorrow. I have Soul Radio on at 5 p.m. I'm doing a little bit of a heavier show, and I actually need to go back through and reread it because when I did it, I was in such a low space channeling with this show. But we're going to be talking about when darkness fuels you. And it's going to be about when the darkness comes in and starts to take over and starts to guide us. And how do we bring ourselves up and out of that? And how do we allow ourselves not to let it, you know, permeate into our everyday lives, our home, our families? We've been seeing a lot more people in this space to where, you know, somebody just finally lost their job. They couldn't get a job. Then we had the pandemic and, you know, maybe we lost our house, and all of this negative energy and all of this lower vibrational stuff is now starting to come in and filter. It's filtering through their whole entire body and system. It's bringing lower level energies to come in and start using that energy. So it's going to be a little bit heavier and darker show, but it is going to be able to help you be re-empowered in your space with a whole bunch of tips on how you can do that, where you don't need to always call to have someone else figure it out, because you could do it yourself. And that's going to be tomorrow at 5 o'clock on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can watch it over at Shade Spirit LLC as well. And we'll see you right after this break.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Get empowered.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Your inspiration all day on transformationtalkradio.com.
Everybody.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, we're roasting each other backstage. That's what's happening. But no, Spirit Walker Nicole made a very nice compliment about me.
Yeah, and then Jacob didn't believe it.
No, and he was like,
you're going to stand for that.
What? He's trying to start stuff.
Yeah. You guys should hear them behind the scenes. It's
put
it's
your spoon
nasty,
away
man.
And stop trying to stir the pot, Jacob.
Oh, okay. You did that on the comments one time when you weren't here, just saying.
Oh, you know, that was a show, was it not? Yes, it was. Stir in the pot. That is her specialty, actually, you guys. Spirit Walker Nicole.
Yes.
Your nickname is going to be Stir the Pot.
Potster.
Potster.
Yeah.
And I am psychic medium Jamie, the happy medium.
Yes.
I like it. Yeah. Welcome back, you guys. So we are talking about the imposter syndrome and how it actually works both spiritually and then both in our ego and our human self, right? I have the self-doubt. I've got the perfectionist, super person. And then there's the soloists, ones who suffer, who feel as though they're asking for help, reveals their weakness to the extent that you actually refuse assistance to prove your worth.
Like a dude asking for directions.
There's women too, man. There are people who just will not ask for directions. Thank goodness for Google. I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
But that really does work into that super person who's staying late in the office. More than likely, you're not asking for help because you're going to prove that worth. Also, the ego versus the spirit battle when it comes to the soloist. When the ego steps in, you don't ask for help, you lose sight of the spiritual lesson, then it makes that full circle to where you're not learning the spiritual lesson. Well, the lesson's supposed to be what's on your blueprint, what you're supposed to be doing. You let your ego outrun you, and now you're still spinning in circles, and maybe you've left this particular lesson at bay in this life, and so you carried it into the next life. Hence the ancestral karma part. And you're carrying it in your DNA and you're carrying it in your past lives. So how do you get rid of that? Right? Well, first of all,
I mean, the whole thing, it just makes, because you said earlier, you're like, well, you start off with a clean slate. But, well, no, I either start off with a clean slate or I don't. And I totally agree with what you're saying, but I would like to speak to a manager about that because it's like, it should be, you know, it should be a clear, clean slate. Instead of us lugging around all this stuff.
Well, then learn your lessons in your past lives.
I'm trying. Just saying. Again.
You put Pandora's box on your shelf in the spirit world. What happens is that you will have to face Pandora's box at some point in time. And that is something that I learned very early on working in this realm, is that when we try and put things on the shelves for later, which a lot of us do, right? Guess what? When you get over to the other side, multiple times, including my spirit team, will be like, Cool. Now, hold on just a minute. Let's open up this hall. And which box do you want to choose from to take with you next time? Because we are here to evolve. And so when we have that unfinished business, if you will, the unfinished projects, they're going to be placed up there. How do you not do that? And how do we clear out that shelf? So a couple of things to do is, if you're interested, get an Akashic, a past life reading, and see what the hang up is maybe on what you're trying to accomplish, right? You can also do a meditation with your team and ask them, right? We tell people all the time, you don't always need us. You can go to your spirit team, sit down in your meditation and ask them to come in and show you what it is that's holding you up or is causing you to be that perfectionist, right? If you're not finding something in this life, you know, which can be, oh, you know, you had a great upbringing, everybody was supportive, you had good friends, you went to school, you did well, you got a great job, and you're like, man, I don't know where this came from. Ask your team, why do I still feel compelled to be the best at everything and work extra hard to do that and then try and be that super person and have them show you an image. It's like a photograph. You're using your third eye. You're using one of your clairs, your psychic senses. And when you see it, acknowledge it and then let your team know, I am acknowledging it. I'm moving past it. I'm not carrying that energy in anymore. I've learned that rest of that lesson in this life and let's cut the cords.
Well, yeah. And like there's a, you know, I think in the military, you'll TV shows and movies and stuff, you'll see a drill instructor go up to somebody and like get in their face and say, what is your malfunction? Right. And so I think of it in that way. So I'm kind of like, when I realize that, yeah, dude, I have a malfunction, then I have to ask about it, ask my team, get that, whatever, however it is, but be interested and then ask for help and try to get to the bottom of that. So you don't have to keep doing this or do it again.
You know, I do feel some of this is conditioned, right? And facing that trauma head on, eliminating that self-doubt is so important. Going in a timeline regression is also very, you know, helpful when we're trying to go back to figure out where. So if it is something in this life that is that trigger point, we can take you back and pinpoint it and have you go in and work in that energy and clear that energy out so that you don't have to then take that with you in the next life as well. So being proactive in that energy, you know, a lot of us have that expert syndrome. I like to use Jodi because I know she's talked about this on numerous occasions, writing her book. And what stopped her from writing a book for so long, when you told her she was going to write a book, and she's like, nah, man, please. English is not my best subject. And she thought that she had to be the expert in her field. And now her book's about to be published, mm-hmm. right? She was able to overcome that. But it was a lot of spiritual work that she's had to do.
I think there's a dedication page, Jodi, that I'm just saying.
Oh my God. But she worked through a lot of spiritual stuff and a lot of spiritual stuff in trauma in her life, in this life and in past lives in order to get to that point. And part of it was just connecting with her team and having that trust and that faith in them, knowing that it's all going to be okay. With that being said, when we want to clear out, you know, even past life energy, if it involves someone else. So maybe it was a past life to where it was you and your father. And you guys didn't get along then and you didn't get to finish that life out on being able to heal. And so in this life, all of a sudden we find a pattern and you and your father have had, you know, issues. And now you've noticed that, you know, you're having issues with your own child, whether you be male or female, and you're starting to track those patterns. Well, we can go back in. You can go back in and say, okay, where did this come from? Why is this pattern still here? How can I spiritually connect to release the imposter syndrome and allow myself to come back into that spiritual state and be able to move forward? And your team can help you do that. I use Archangel Michael all the time and Raphael for healing and cutting that energetic cord and removing that energy from me, whether it be an Akashic record or a past life or this life. And that's really important for us to do, is to know that we have help on the other side to, you know, battle and come out on top with the imposter syndrome on the spiritual level. And we have to just let our egos go. And, you know, if you need help doing that, please, there's therapists that can help us work through that and build that confidence back up. Go see someone, go talk to someone as well. And I guarantee when we start healing the human side of the imposter syndrome that most people are familiar with, you are also healing the spiritual side as well, because you start becoming more in tune and connecting more on that spiritual side, where you start to find the balance of the two of them.
And what you said was so important about there is help on the other side, because so often that is the last place people will look. They will exhaust every other avenue, option, before they think, oh, maybe I should talk to my angels about it, or maybe I should talk to my spirit team. It's just something that you have to tell yourself, like, this is a positive step that I can take at the beginning instead of at the end.
Absolutely. That's number two. I owe Jacob a beer now when he comes to San Diego.
Yes.
All right. We're just going to keep track until you get here. You and I might be having a real interesting evening when you finally get to San Diego. All right, you guys, out of the Moonology book, because we have our last full super moon. We've just come out of Mercury in retrograde. We also had the lunar eclipse last month, the solar eclipse this month. Like, it has just been one heck of a show with the planets. The card that I actually pulled was your commitment is being tested. So what I want you to do is I want you to go and I want you to do some inner work through tonight, through on a Friday, Saturday with this moon. And that commitment being tested isn't necessarily based on relationships, or it's not calling you out. Oh my gosh, your commitment's being tested. Are you truly faithful to your spouse, or the commitment within? And when our commitment's being tested, it's, are we committing to what we can handle? Are we not putting ourselves into a space to be in the imposter syndrome or the spiritual imposter syndrome, right? Are we overworking ourselves? Are we over promising and under delivering? And then we start the guilt, and then we've got the perfection coming up, and then the super person puts their cape back on. It's really time for you to start shedding energy, shedding what doesn't serve your highest and best, and shedding what it is that you can't do right now because you have so many other things on your plate. So reorganizing is a big part of that one.
Yeah. And making yourself the star of that of your movie. You know, you go out there, you're not in the best friend role, you're not in the whatever, you should be the star of your own movie and make it the best movie you've ever seen. And that is by forgiving yourself, learning about balance, and making sure that you give yourself credit for getting up every day and making it through another day.
And make sure that you're putting yourself first. That's the commitment that they're talking about. Put yourself first and then move forward in what you can handle from those day-to-day activities. All right, you guys, check us out at shadesofspirit.com. Go to YouTube at Shades of Spirit and check out all the cool stuff we do over there. You can sign up for any of the workshops in July on Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook. Join me tomorrow at 5 p.m. for Eye of Soul Radio, and we will see you guys next week. We're going to do the wheel, you guys, the spinny wheel. What do we call that?
I don't know, spirit wheel?
The spirit wheel. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to do all sorts of fun stuff next week. So join us for that. Thanks, you guys.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesofSpirit.com. That's ShadesofSpirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.